Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So today is December the 2nd, which means how many days are left till Christmas? 23 days left until Christmas. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I was a little kid, it seemed like every single day in December was a lot longer than 24 hours. It seemed like it took Christmas forever to get here, and I was so excited, and I was hoping that I was going to get all the stuff that I wanted on Christmas morning, and a lot of times I did get the stuff that I wanted, but there was one Christmas where I really hoped for something, but I had to wait a little bit longer than I thought I was going to. So when I was a kid, I really wanted Go-Go, my walking pup. Now, you guys probably don't know what that is, but it was a dog that had a leash, and it would walk, and it would bark. Now, I know that there's a lot of dogs out there now that are electronic that do a lot more than that, but I was very excited, and I hoped that I was going to get Go-Go, my walking pup. Well, the stores were sold out, and they weren't going to get any more before Christmas. And so when Christmas morning came, I did not have Go-Go, my walking pup. But my mom told me that what I hoped for was going to come true. I was going to get Go-Go, my walking pup. I just needed to wait a little bit longer. And sure enough, it took a few more weeks, but I got Go-Go, my walking pup. And I loved playing with that. I got what I hoped for. It just took a little bit longer than I thought it would. Well, today is the first Sunday of Advent, and today is all about hope. Now, we have hope in a lot of things. I know that you guys have a long list of things that you hope you get for Christmas, and hopefully you'll get all those things, but there may be some that you don't get. But we hope for all kinds of things. We hope for good weather on vacation. We hope we get good grades at school. We hope for all kinds of things. Well, the people in the Bible were waiting and hoping. They waited and they hoped for thousands of years for a Messiah to come. Because Jesus had promised them, God had promised them Jesus. He told them through the prophets that a Messiah would come. And so they waited and they hoped that God's promise would come true. Now, they had to wait a lot longer than they thought they were going to have to. They had to wait for thousands of years. But sure enough, when the time was exactly right, God sent Jesus. And when Jesus came, he brought us hope. He brought us hope that God will forgive us no matter what, that God will always love us, and that eventually we will be forever with God. Jesus came and showed the people that what they had hoped for came true, that they could trust God, and that God would always fulfill his promises. And because of that, we can have hope too. So I know that there's a lot of things you hope for, and most of them you get and some of them you don't. But you can always know that when you put your hope in God, that God will always be true to you, and he will always deliver everything that he promises you. So today we are talking about the hope that Jesus gives. So now let's pray and thank God for that hope that we have, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for sending Jesus into our world. Thank you for the hope that he gives. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.